Byron love making this catch up for you while it's summer in Melbourne. And thanks to Metricon, it's a summer of love, love, love. Win tickets to comedy shows, fashion events, concerts, and heaps of other stuff that makes Melbourne great at lovelovelove.com.au.
I saw this morning and I was so impressed by it. It's gone viral. It is somebody's pet parrot singing Rihanna. Now listen to this. We expect parrots to make the doo 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 doo, you know, that sort of noise.
I'm going to stop you there. what do they do? Do they just twiddling their thumbs while they're sitting on a perch? Well, no, you changed the game there.
Yeah, you just changed it. Come on.
Well, then you nail a parrot. That's not fun.
She knew what she was doing.
But do you expect a parrot to sing Rihanna?
Guys, would I be right in saying that just sounds like a person with a peg on their schnoz forgetting the words to Rihanna's song?
Sounds like me in the car.
I'm so confused right now because honestly, at 5:15 this morning, even when Sonda played that to me, I was so impressed. And it's amazing what a couple of hours and having breakfast and waking up can do.
Hey guys, I know this is a little bit of impersonation inception, but do you reckon I could do the parrot?
Yeah, go.
Exactly the same, Dave. You're very good.
I still think, and maybe you need to visualise it, and we've got it up on our Instagram feed. Maybe you need to see the parrot doing it because I was quite impressed.
I wasn't. It's on the show, man. I was like, whoa, are we putting that on the show? What, 10 past 6? No, we went for Cool Cats and put this at 10 past 7.
A parrot singing Rihanna. Fifi, okay. Dave, if you've never discovered our Instagram, no, this is a major Instagram push right now.
This is an all-time low.
If you've never been to Fifi, Dave, Fev, Byron, this is your moment to get on there, press follow, because this is the sort of quality we give you. A singing parrot is on our Instagram right now.
And I think I can save this.
It's a guestival.
This is why we're number one. This is why we're number one breakfast show in Melbourne. We have parrots going, out of my head.
Hey.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's an Impersonation Friday because Sonda's doing a bad impersonation of Princess Leia with that haircut. So.
Okay, Dave, stroke of genius, Dave Thornton.
Yeah, sorry.
Impersonation Friday. Let's do it then.
Yes.
13, 10, 60.
Good save.
13, 10, 60.
Get us
if
out of
you
this.
Can do an impersonation better than the parrot impersonating Rihanna. Call now.
That's why you're the queen of radio.
Very good. Okay, so with your best impersonations of anything.
His idea.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call. We'll take your calls next on The Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
If you want to see a singing parrot, you go to Fifi, Dave, Fev, Byron on Instagram right now. Wow.
Well, it's a parrot that's singing Rihanna's part of Eminem's song, Monsters. Can we play it again? And the problem is, because when you look at it, it's so impressive. And guys, you just watched it on our Instagram feed.
But is it really the parrot?
When you hear it now, though, Byron's about to play it, it's less impressive. Come on, it's a parrot.
I know a lot of the times, you know, there's broke the internet. This is almost broken us.
Anyway, that is a parrot singing Rihanna. I still think it is very impressive. And we thought, okay, it's Friday. Can you do an impression better than a parrot impersonating Rihanna?
But it could be Rihanna just after a big night, just without all the...
No, that's a parrot. Fev now thinks it's pretending.
I've heard a parrot sing heaps. It's a parrot.
That is definitely a parrot.
It's a parrot. It's a parrot for sure.
100%.
Nailed it.
If anyone knows parrot singing, you know it's this lady.
Caleb from Geelong. Hi, Caleb.
G'day.
Caleb, have you got a celebrity impression you can do?
I can do Mr. B.
Wait, doesn't he make noise, though?
He doesn't talk.
It's all right.
Hold on. Thank you, Caleb.
Do we wait and get Caleb's impression?
But it doesn't make any sound.
Well, let's just give it some space.
I wouldn't have gone back to
Caleb,
him.
Caleb, off you go with your impression of Mr. Bean.
Hello, where's Teddy? I'm looking for Teddy.
That's right. That's a very accurate Mr. Bean. See, Mr. Bean talks like the parrot sings.
I wonder if the parrot could do Mr. Bean.
Meg from Bayswater. Hi, Meg.
Hi.
Meg, what sort of a celebrity impression can you do?
I don't know if any of the millennium kids would know, but Shakira, the song Whenever, Wherever.
Yeah, can you give us a bit?
Like you're born a flower, so we can all make fun of distance. Like you're not love for and love for, like a fact of your existence.
That was amazing.
That was outstanding.
Shake those hips.
Brilliant.
That would be a legit impersonator. That was outstanding.
Well, I do singing in my spare time at, like, outside of work as my part-time job.
Well, you should. You're brilliant.
Well, to be honest, Shakira needs to pull her finger out and put out some new hits so you can get a gig.
Sean. That's amazing, though, to think that that's now old school. Shakira. Really? Sean from Cranbourne East. Hi, Sean.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, Sean. What impersonation can you do?
I can do a didgeridoo.
Love a good didge.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That is very good.
Very good.
That is, Sean, how would we know that you didn't have a didgeridoo on you right now?
Oh, that's true. When I was living in Brisbane, I went on a competition. It was, who do you do?
Yeah.
I said, who do you do? I'll do a didgeridoo. And they didn't believe me that I did it because they thought I had a recording. Oh, but I actually can do it. And a cow as well.
Can I do a cow? Well, while you're here.
Okay.
Not as strong as the didgeridoo.
Okay. I know there's a high degree of difficulty here, but the cow playing the didgeridoo. Come on.
Sean, that is brilliant. That's a great party trick.
Good on you, Sean.
I mean, for the segment, was it a celebrity didgeridoo, though? Because we needed celebrity impersonations.
Adam from Pasco Vale. Hi, Adam.
Hey, how are you going?
Good. Adam, we've had some tough competition, but you've got... What have you got for us? Celebrity impersonation?
I think I'm going to do a better job than the parrot.
Ooh, big call.
You can do Rihanna.
Oh, wow.
Okay, no, this is good. So Adam from Pasco Vale impersonating Rihanna.
I'm friends with the monsters.
No.
I think the parrot got
Let's
mate.
Quickly compare. Let's compare.
No, he was better.
22 past 7. Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Of course, we have the king of the jungle. We have last year's winner as part of our show every day. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here, Fief.
We do, and that's why we can get some good goss from you, Fev. You've lived through it. Now, Tom Arnold, first celeb. What did you whisper to Dave?
Just Peter Hillier. You know, when you were doing his bio yesterday, just sitting there going...
Oh, he was nodding along. It just made us laugh because Pete was doing the facetious nod along.
Anyway, so Tom Arnold, not very popular amongst viewers because he was the first booted out. Your favourite, though. You wanted him to win.
He was very good, yes.
Anyway, he has tweeted. He's very honest on Twitter and people are asking him honest questions. And somebody said, why did you do I'm a Celebrity Out of Here? And he said, for $600K to $700K.
Jeez, they got him cheap.
Yeah,
come on.
So he was in there for 2 weeks.
Power play.
$700,000 for 2 weeks' work. When I say work, he lay on a bed.
He did nothing. So how it works is you get paid to go on, so like an appearance fee. Mm-hmm. And then it's guaranteed for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then after that, you get paid a daily rate. So if you've survived, so I used to sit there on the bed after a Sunday eviction. And my daily rate, whatever it was, I'd go, ooh, there's another 7 days, and I'd add up, and I'd be like, that's easy cash for sitting on your bottom.
That's funny, isn't it? Because you do watch, and I told you this the other night when I saw Kira have to do that monkey bar thing and hang over that massive canyon. I cried because I went, I couldn't do that. And I do, you feel sorry for them. And then when you hear the cash, you're like, that's very good money to sit around and eat rice.
People were whinging.
I mean, I remember, like, put this in perspective. I remember backpacking, being on one of the Greek islands. I was getting €7 a day, mate. And I thought I was sitting in heaven. And you guys are getting, 10 large just to lay out?
Oh, God,
I remember sitting on my mash bed and someone would whinge and I'd say, hey, money crab, just think about the money you're getting for sitting on your butt. People have to work hard for that. Yeah. And they go, yeah, good point.
They clearly edit that bit out.
Obviously.
7:34.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
So, guys, I did a bit of February yesterday, and then I had to pick the kids up from school, and I took them to footy training for the first time. So on the way home, we're going over this sort of Ballarat Road sort of area where the prisons are. You know, they've got the male prison there, and they've got the female prison. And we're driving home and divulging some McDonald's, as we were, because we were pretty hungry.
I like you said we.
Yeah. Well,
the collective royal we.
The kids wanted a Happy Meal, so I had to have loaded...
Did you have loaded fries?
Loaded fries with extra gravy, extra 80 cents, and a McChicken. Anyway, not the story, but it was good. And we're driving along, and I said to the girls, there's the prison over there. And Lulu said, oh, this is what the things kids say.
Like, yeah.
She's
7 years old, and every parent in Victoria now listening will be like, my kid always makes me laugh. Every day they make me laugh with something.
Yeah.
And she said, I'll probably end up in prison, Dad. I said, what? I said, well, why? And she goes, oh, because I'll probably make prison friends. And I don't know. No, I said, why? She goes, for 3 years I'll be in there. And then I said, why, honey, will you go to prison? And she goes, well, you know, Dad, I like expensive handbags and high heels, and I got no cash because I don't have a job.
That's
so
intense.
She's already thought through her life of crime.
Oh,
life
sticky of crime. Fingers for Vola.
And I said, Lulu, you are 7. That's why you don't have cash. You go to school, and I'm pretty sure you're going to be okay. You're sitting in the back seat having your Happy Meal in a beautiful Mercedes. No need to go steal handbags, honey.
But she still reckons.
She reckons she's going to hang out in prison because she's got expensive taste for handbags and high heels at 7.
She's 7. You can intervene now. This is early enough for you to get involved.
All I thought to myself is that poor man that ever meets Lulu's in a lot of trouble.
7:48.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
This is the kind of article you want to read in the morning if you're single. How to make someone fall in love with you in 3 simple steps. You'd also want to read that if you're a stalker. Like, let's be honest. That's what you... No, seriously. That's the problem. People believe this. And really, it's just 3 suggested ways.
Where does your mind go sometimes?
Well, I'm just saying 3 simple... I don't think it's ever simple to make someone fall in love with you. But anyway, this article is claiming that here are the 3 steps. 1, embarrass yourself.
Brian,
I'm surprised everyone's not in love with you.
The thief's at the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
He doesn't need the other 2 steps.
Okay. I know.
He's got number 1.
Yeah, very good.
2, forge inside jokes. So have an inside joke going.
Okay,
with
cool.
The person that you really like.
These are 3 steps to lasting love, according to scientists.
Yep, and say thank you. So have a couple of inside jokes, embarrass yourself, and say thank you.
What else has this guy done? Is that his first thing he's ever done?
I don't even know who. Oh, he went to Harvard Business School.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he's not bad.
All right.
He's
got some street cred.
Other than having
a cool
some
cat.
Strange dig at me over here on this side of the desk, Fife didn't really offer any honest opinions on that article, really. She just kind of read it. Why don't we ask Fifi's brain?
Yeah, I reckon yours was number 1.
Well,
your number 1 would be change your name from Greg.
Okay. Let's get
Fife's, more hits.
Fife's real thoughts on this scientific study.
Connecting to Fifi's brain. Now connected. You can now hear Fifi's brain.
Never been more relieved.
Hello. So what's that? Is that the sizzle of a hot plate? No, that's the sound of Fifi box, a hot dish.
I would never say that. I would never refer to myself as that. This is clearly not me.
Okay. It is.
Fief, I'll ask you. Let's go back through the steps. And this time, just be a bit more open about your real feelings. 3 steps to lasting love. Number 1, Fief, embarrass yourself. Have you ever done that?
Well, of course I've done that. Are you kidding me? I often embarrass myself. You know that. You've seen me do embarrassing things.
Never happen, guys. I embarrass intentionally. It's all for radio. Never make mistakes. But I can guarantee that men fall in love with me because it's embarrassing that this 11 is lowering themselves to a mere mortal.
Okay. Number 2, forge inside jokes. Again, you gave us nothing when you just read through it, but let's be honest about it. Have you done it?
I like inside jokes, but I have inside jokes with everybody. We have some inside jokes. We're, you know, not necessarily in the world of love.
Oh, please. Oh, God. The amount of jokes I've had in relationships. I remember when I hooked up with Russell Crowe. We used to have so many hilarious jokes. I was like, hey, Maximus, what part is the moat, Max? Oh, look, let's not get into it.
Never happened.
It did.
Never happened.
And did then, it what?
The third one from your list was say thank you.
Well, yes, I believe in saying thank you. I think to show appreciation for a compliment is is polite. That's
exactly the right thing. And we get compliments all the time. Hey, Fee, you look amazing today. Thank you. How smoking is your bod? Thank you. What it's like carrying the radio team? Thank you. Actually, that was me this morning in the mirror, but still, thank you.
Okay, there we go. Fee's brave.
You do say thank you a lot.
Thank you.
If I didn't say thank you, you'd think I was rude.
I know. So compliment me again, guys.
It's 8:02.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Have you noticed that the internet is often a place where people can just purge? Purge feelings, purge regrets.
Sometimes a bit too much.
Yeah, I agree, Dave. Far too many blogs and of people. Just, but anyway.
I got a mate, Amber. Spill stuff out on Facebook all
who's
the time.
Constantly. Just,
you wouldn't know her. You wouldn't know her.
I wouldn't know her.
Fake news.
Anyway, a Reddit blog has gone viral because it was people talking about the one that got away. And it's interesting because I think everybody, if everyone goes back through their back catalogue, they'll go, that one, that's probably the one that got away. And often it's...
Come on, buddy.
No. Well, I was just going
to... Hey, lead with a personal. You know how radio works. Come on.
No. There's just... I've read through these. I've read through most of them. Okay. No, I'm very happy to divulge the one that maybe got away.
Oh, here we go.
But no, lots of people talk about college or university or school or their first love. One girl said that she's the one that got away was Luca, and she met him when she was living in Italy, and she began to take private art lessons from him. We fell for each other. He asked me to stay with him, but I had a life at home and I left, and I think he's the one that got away.
Luca.
Well, it's interesting that this anonymous person on Reddit mentioned Luca, because I reckon the one that got away for me was in Italy too. So I remember.
Was his name Luca?
No, I don't know what his name was. So,
well, hang Berlusconi. Was it a party you found yourself at?
Mum and I were on a bus.
Bunga bunga.
I would have been, I was like 20 at the time, been backpacking. Mum came and met me in Rome.
What? Your mum went backpacking with you?
No, I did the backpack. Are you kidding? I did the backpacking bit, and then Mum said, I'll meet you for the last 5 weeks when
and
we can stay at hotels.
The Italian boy and said, no, let's go,
well,
Fifi.
No,
I'll be at the Hilton waving from you from the penthouse suite, Fee.
You know very well what Mum thinks of most of my ex-boyfriends, which is probably why they're ex-boyfriends. But no, this was Mum. So we were on this bus and we're on our way to the Vatican. And this man came and sat in front of us, and Mum did one of those. And my mum, and you've all met my mum, she's not this kind of person. She's like nudged me and gone, what about him? And I was like, Mum, like just a random man. My mum started talking to him, like tapped him on the shoulder and was asking for directions to the Vatican. The bus was going to the Vatican. Like, didn't actually need directions. And he was a lawyer from Bologna, and he was just down with a few hours off and from whatever his lawyering was, and he decided to visit
the Vatican.
This
sounds like the start of a certain movie.
What movie?
I've only got a few hours. I'm just here in the city for a while.
But anyway, and then we got off the bus and Mum was talking to him, and he walked ahead of us to go up to the Vatican, and Mum was like doing the whole, go on, run up, say something, introduce yourself. But I didn't. And like literally for the last decade, Mum keeps mentioning, well, if only you'd gone up to the guy on the bus.
Well, you didn't even know. He's not the one that got away. You didn't even know his name or talk to him.
No.
That's not the one that
but
got
I have
away.
From time to time thought, imagine if I'd gone up and introduced myself. I could be living in Bologna.
And just got to the Vatican. And
can I give a synopsis of that story? One time I saw a man.
131060. I may not be alone here. If you'd like to share your stories about the one that got away. Could I have some assistance from, I don't know, Ms. Perry?
That'll help her.
Oh, come on, everyone's got one.
No, there'll be stories here, for sure. 131060 is
the
number.
Do any of you?
Oh, like when I text Katy Perry on Christmas, one that got away. Pretty much your story.
The one that wouldn't reply to your tweet.
You didn't even talk to this person. At least I threw a text out there.
It was a tweet, Fev. You don't have a number.
I threw a tweet out there. You didn't even meet this person. Pearl had the hots for him.
Preferably if you've met them, but either way. 131060 with your one that got away.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Tales of the one that got away.
Oh, you want your Katy Perry
music.
She's
pointing at Byron.
She really wants this music. The one that got away.
Maybe like Fee, you once saw an Italian man.
Taylor, from Frankston South. Hi, Taylor.
It was a great story. If you missed it, seriously, it was amazing.
Hi, Taylor.
It was on a bus.
Hi.
Hi, Taylor. Do you have one that got away?
I do. I was actually backpacking through Europe, and I was in Barcelona, and I was at a club, and I looked at this man from across the room. I was like, that man, I want him. So then we got to talking, and I ended up going swimming with him at night, and then we went back to his house where I spent 4 days with him.
Excuse me.
He cooked every meal for me. We drank wine. We listened to old music. He tried to teach me Spanish, but I was awful at it. And then I had to come back to Australia after the 4 days of romance.
Of chat.
And have you stayed in touch?
of Spanish class.
Well, yeah, of enter words in here.
He messaged me on Instagram a few weeks ago and was like, look, if you're ever in Barcelona, I'd love to see you again. So,
why don't you just pack up everything and get there?
Plane. Taylor, go back. Barcelona's amazing.
I will. Once I finish my degree, I'm definitely heading back there.
That's a hemispherical booty call, though. A booty call to the other side of the world.
Thank you, Taylor. It's beautiful,
thank
though. I wouldn't
love
be surprised.
That story.
No, we can all be perfect over 4 days. We can all be perfect. It's at the 6 month mark where you're like, nah, the toilet door's open, deal with it. Like, that's.
You're just trying to be the better self of you.
Yeah.
The best part of you, and then after the 4 days, you start slipping into what you really like.
You really like.
You know, chemistry.
You stay over your side of the bed. You stop touching me. It's a hot night.
Sarah in Clayton. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Sarah, did one get away?
She called for her music then, Sarah. Sorry. You wanted to talk, but Fifi insisted on the Katy Perry sting, which has been utterly unnecessary for this entire bit.
That's okay.
Sorry, Sarah, what were you saying?
I was dating this guy in year 11 and everything was going so well. It was so perfect. And then in year 12, he had to move to England. His dad got a job with his company, like, hit to transfer, and I was just heartbroken.
Oh, no, Sarah.
And I was just thinking, I'm like, ever since, I'm like...
And when
happened?
I brought this up this morning, you thought, thank you, because now I get to talk about the one that
exactly.
got away.
I was just like, I'm just thinking about, you know what? I'm like, you know, maybe when I finish my degree, I'm like, I'll go over to England, suss it out.
Sarah, do you know what?
Yeah.
You know what he is? He's.
It's not helping.
Hey, Sarah, do you Facebook stalk him? Do you know what he's up to?
Do I Facebook stalk him?
Yeah.
No, because he's one of those freaks who just does not want social networks.
Oh, I know.
But that's what I liked. It was just so
don't. You don't want to marry an Amish man.
Sarah, we feel for you now.
Meghan
or Megan?
I believe it's Meghan.
Hi, it's Megan.
Hey, Megan, tell us about...
Oh, I don't even have it ready. Oh, sorry, Meghan, it is...
about the one that got away.
Hi, Cece, and everyone else. I dated a professional hockey player back in the States, and he got away. I moved to Australia, but now I'm married and I have children, and I just feel he was the one. I mean,
that's all to your husband.
He has a really good sense of humor.
So, Megan, you actually, that's amazing. So what does your husband say when you say, darling, I love you and I love our kids, but there's another guy that I think is the one that got away?
Oh, we all have our celebrity crushes, don't we? But he was real.
Hey, whoa. Megan, if the hockey player came down under to play against an Australian hockey team and he knocked on your door, what would you do?
Oh, no, I'd have to just say, hey, good day, mate.
That was it?
Yep, that's it. That's all right. I'm quite happy now.
Yeah, good,
Megan. Wouldn't be able to slide the puck into the goals.
Fifi, Dave, Feb and Byron.
Nearing the end of Feb, and we do not like that because this has not just been any ordinary Feb. This has been February. Now, this has been a massive success, Feb. People around Melbourne have been asking you to help them out in one way or another. Now, Pete contacted us and asked if you, Feb, could go and meet his brand new baby and impart some words of wisdom to him and his partner, Sim. You've got 3 children of your own, and this was a beautiful visit to Knox Private Hospital to meet Pete, Sim and baby Liam.
Let me be your hero. So I just had my first baby boy, Liam. cannot be happier. And I just had to get you to come in and meet him. He's a footy star. You've got to see the size of his mitts.
Big head, big feet.
Ridiculous.
Okay.
He's tall as well, so.
Perfect.
Sim loves me, man. I mean, so she just can't get enough here from the radio. And so if he'd get me out of here, so.
So Liam is 4 days old. Let's get in there and meet the little tagger with the big mitts.
All right, guys.
Oh hello. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Congratulations.
Liam.
Hello. You hungry? Little bubba. So cute.
You got any tips on him?
Yes. Make sure he stays on the boo for as long as you can, because then you have to start doing the bottles in the middle of the night.
That's
It's just.
Sim's doing it.
Oh.
Laser ripper.
Can I have a hold?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we can just get a photo.
Yeah. 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 The old baby whisperer back at it again.
Oh, you just need to take care of the phone.
Here's the answer.
Baby whisperer, can go hop off to the pub or whatever you want to guys do. I'll just look after the pubs.
We'll take you up on that.
Well done, man.
Beautiful, man.
Congratulations.
Thanks for coming.
Right. So ta-da, bubba. You're going to be a Carlton supporter? Perfect. Hey, whoa. Calm. Good luck. Have fun. The old baby whisperer back at it again.
What can't he do?
I mean, no, in all honesty, but that wasn't the hardest. Well, that was a great joy.
That was a great joy. A new baby come into the world, and I got to meet little baby Liam after 4 days, and little Tacker. You know when you know Fief, when the little Bubba is trying to learn how to suck on the dummy, and the dummy's too big for his mouth. So I just held it in there a little bit and took him off Sim's hands. Mum said you guys can go off to the pub and have a cannery or something, and the baby literally stopped crying.
Look at that.
It gets so newborn babies. If you've never had one, they smell. Divine. It's like, oh, you such a cute little munchkin. Mm. Oh, you've been all over that day. But anyway, that was really good fun.
Good on you, mate. There's still more. You can go to our Facebook page, Fifi Dave Fev Byron. A few more days of February remaining for February. So if you've got some ideas for Fev, please do send them through. There's also a video of that on Facebook as well.
Fifi Dave Fev and Byron.
Guys, I know we've been watching a little bit of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Mm-hmm. But as I was perusing through it the other night, I realised that Fev... It's basically been a year of being on this radio show.
Yeah,
you got out of the jungle.
You're and then right.
We just got him on
just
board.
Just under.
We jumped on the big dog. Said, come on, let's go. Let's ride this train.
Jumped on Winx and said, I'd enjoy the ride.
And
you know what Winx is?
Yeah,
horse racing
reference. Good. So I thought we'd just have a stroll down memory lane, guys.
Oh,
the year that was.
It's more like a memory highway, if I've got to be honest. There was a lot that has happened over the last year. And I didn't want to just phone this one in. I got an A-lister to narrate your entire history here on the radio.
Wow.
Is the highway going both ways?
Sorry?
What?
Don't worry. Let's just play it.
Sorry.
Hello. I'm acting hero and highly sought after international hand model, Morgan Freeman. Brennan Favola, this is your first year in radio. After eating ostrich anus and putting up with Joe Beth Taylor's crap on some jungle show, Fev started radio in the mornings. He came strong out of the gates, dressing as a princess for a three-year-old's birthday party, and of course, singing his own theme tune. The party fighters in the house tonight. Just wanna see you have a good time. Every day I'm party planning.
Party planners in the house. Mm-mm. Yeah.
My nipples are hard just hearing that. Singing would definitely become part of the Fev repertoire.
Singing on my own, and if you like the way you look that much, baby, you should go and love yourself.
That sounded good.
And how about the laughs? Boy, did he bring the zingers.
Anita in Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Anita.
Yeah, good, thanks. Yourself?
Wow. Hey, Fief.
Yeah?
What do you call a hungry girl?
What?
Anita.
As he settled in to prove his dominance in the radio landscape, he found out one of his co-workers' name was really Greg. And boy... did he run with it?
Nailed it.
Video at fox.com.au. It's Byron. Byron's my middle name. Greg's my first name. I don't like Greg.
Starting 2017, his confidence was sky high. especially when he threatened his boss after not receiving free tickets to see Ed Sheeran in concert.
I know Top Bun's listening in his car.
That's our boss.
I'm going to have my spies out, Adrian, and if I see someone that has no place being there, I will come down on you like a ton of bricks.
Okay, there we go.
There's the warning. Oh, Adrian, you're in trouble.
Okay.
Yet his piece de resistance, his Mona Lisa, or maybe even his Hindenburg disaster was still to come. He decided to eat enough chili, he damn well almost melted his face off his skull.
Get the milk.
We have a problem.
Are you okay?
Oh, he's actually going to vomit.
Don't vomit. I can't have you vomit.
Okay,
oh, no, no.
This is not ideal.
This is bad. Somebody, stop. Where's the milk? Here now. Please help him. He's got to see.
Oh, God. Someone just showed me a photo of that. Now that is funny. Brennan Favola, your radio career is only but a year old. But wow, what a ride. Is there anything he can do?
Brennan Favola, Morgan Freeman audition number one.
Morgan Freeman.
I actually thought that question was rhetorical. Brennan Favola, that was your first year in radio.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. 101.9 The Fox. You loved that summer catch up. And Metricon's Summer of Love will make you love summer even more. Get VIP access to the hottest events at lovelovelove.com.au.